time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Before we jump into our interview, which I'm very excited about today, we're going to set the tone with a little bit of live music. This is free. This is performed by me, Carla Nivens. This is from my CD, True Worship. Sit back and enjoy. Welcome back, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Our show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Go to loveministriesbuilds.org. There's so much great information there. We have Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up, and we want you to join us. So go to loveministriesbuilds.org. Also, this particular show is sponsored by Arlington Jones. Arlington has his Vintage Christmas concert coming up on December 7th, and you are invited. Go to arlingtonjones.com and get your ticket. This is a Christmas concert for the entire family, and you won't want to miss it. Well, let's get to our interview. I'm so excited. We have my very good friend, Erica Stevens, joining us today. Erica is a music educator, and she's also in the Texas Air National Guard. She is a veteran of the Air Force, and I'm so excited because we are actually taping this show on Veterans Day, and it's going to air Sunday, but we are taping on Veterans Day, and I'm very excited to have this conversation with Erica. Welcome, Erica.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. And so we've been trying to make this happen for a while, but y'all, Erica is highly sought after, especially on these days when we are honoring the people that serve our country. So it is a huge day to tape this show on Veterans Day. I'm so excited. So, Erica, the first thing I want to ask you is about Veterans Day, about what you do, is how do you serve on Veterans Day?
Well, Veterans Day is about Armistice Day, which is the day when World War I ended.
Okay.
So for years, it was called Armistice Day.
Okay.
But then was eventually changed to Veterans Day to celebrate all veterans. And there's a special ceremony called the 11th Hour Ceremony. It happens at 11:11 on November 11th.
Okay.
And that's what I participate in for the last 5 or 6 years. I've been a part of the Greater Dallas Veterans Day celebration downtown at City Hall. And the ceremony takes place prior to the parade.
Okay. Okay. So what happens in the celebration?
The ceremony involves the laying of a wreath, the national anthem, the Pledge of Allegiance. Usually there is a swearing in of young people who are raising their hand to serve their country.
Yeah.
It's very nice, a massing of the colors and flags. And then the parade happens.
Okay.
And there are lots of students involved. Dallas ISD is one of the big supporters of it. Most of the Dallas ISD high schools, ROTCs, junior ROTCs, bands march in the parade. So it's very nice.
Yeah, yeah. And so what's your role?
I've been the anthem singer for the last 5 or 6 years for the ceremony.
Yes. So Erica and I met, we don't even know, I don't know how many years ago.
Ten, maybe.
Oh, shoot. Has it been that long? I'm still in my 20s over here. So
your kids were babies then.
They were babies.
They were little.
Yes. So we met at, we were doing a show in Granbury. I was about to say Grapevine. I was like, that's not right. In Granbury, Texas. And you, and we became like best
sisters, friends.
Yes. Yeah. Really. Families is so fast. And so in that show, it was like a tribute show. And even in that show, you did all of the numbers that were honoring our veterans and all of that. And you, I mean, so wonderful at it. So it doesn't surprise me that in Dallas every year that you're called upon to sing the national anthem to honor our veterans.
It's really nice. Once I did it the first time, they've continued to ask me to come back, and I love it. It's like a family. All the same people are involved in the ceremony, and it's really nice because sometimes, I mean, I've sung at ball games. I've sung at NCAA things, and you do a great job, and they love it. But the next year, they want something new. They want something different. So what I love about the Dallas Veterans Day Committee is they stay loyal to the same group of us every year. As soon as it's over, they say, we'll see you next year.
Okay.
So it's nice.
All right. All right. And so, Erica, you also are a music educator. You are a teacher, an elementary music teacher.
Yes.
And you love it. You've been doing that for how many years?
13.
13 years. Mm-hmm. And so were you in the military first and then went to teaching?
Mm-hmm. I served on active duty for about 7 years as a vocalist in a military band, active duty. I separated after my time was up, moved to Texas, and found out I could join a guard band and still be a military vocalist.
All right.
And I actually worked for corporate America when I first got in the Guard. Mm-hmm. And then I went through the alternative certification program through Dallas ISD. Mm-hmm. And it was a marriage made in heaven.
Right.
Teaching and serving in the Guard go together very well.
All right.
Because you're off in the summertime when you do your 2 weeks.
Yes, yes. And so you've done all kind of traveling with the band. You've in the Middle East, you know, and you were there supporting our troops and keeping their spirits up. Can you tell, is there anything you can tell us about that?
It was a life-changing experience. It was 2007, so it's been more than 10 years since I went. But I can still remember things about it like it was yesterday because we went a lot of places. We met a lot of people, heard a lot of stories of the people that were serving. And our purpose in going was for morale because people serving long tours, they get homesick. Mm-hmm. And they did research the military powers that be, and they discovered that when people are right in the middle of their tour, is when they're lowest. So if they're there for a year, that 6 month point is when their spirits really are lowest. Mm-hmm. And so they started sending military bands to bring them a morale boost, a little touch of home, some of the music that they're used to listening to.
Yeah.
And it's been going on ever since.
Yeah. So what does it mean to you to have the opportunity to do that for our troops?
I loved it.
Yeah.
I would go back again in a heartbeat. I loved it. Being able to travel around, and because we're military trained, we can go places that even like USO doesn't go. We can actually go into forward operating bases, you know, because we have the training and the ability to do that, and we can reach more people. So I would do it in a heartbeat. I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. I like traveling. I like adventure.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Got to see places I would never go to on my own.
Mm-hmm.
My first trip to Africa was through being deployed.
Okay.
And then I got to go back on a missionary trip. But I first fell in love with it because I went there on my deployment.
Yes, yes, yes. And you've done a while, for a while, you were only traveling, right? In a band?
We do a lot of traveling.
Okay.
Active duty, we travel quite a bit.
Okay.
The active duty military band life, you're going and doing high school shows.
Okay.
And then we do morale concerts. We do some military events. In the Guard, primarily, it's our 2 weeks in the summer.
Okay.
That's basically a tour. Okay. And we're the band you see outside in a park on a nice summer evening playing patriotic music. That's what we do. Free of charge.
There you go. We like that. We like something free. And so I also know that being in the military is... It runs in your family.
Yes. My father served. He did 8 years. Thankfully, he got out right at the beginning of Vietnam, in the early stages of Vietnam. Hmm. So if he would have reenlisted another year, he would have been in the heart of it because he was radio operator. So he would have been over there. So I thank God for his service, but I'm also thankful that he didn't go. I might not have been born. He served and my brother served. My brother is retired Air Force musician, keyboard player. And he's really the inspiration for me being in the military band. I didn't know about the band career field till he did it.
So if someone is listening, because until I met you, I didn't know anything about this as well. And to hear your stories about how you are serving and serving in the troops and traveling, because some people really love a life of travel. And this is a career where you can... Like you said, keep the morale up, where you can serve our troops, where you can bring home away, because that's important to us. Here at home, we want our troops to know they are loved. We want our troops to know that we're standing with them, even though we're home. So someone is listening and thinking, I hadn't thought about this. You know, what do you do to even go this route?
You would talk to a recruiter. You can go to your local military recruiter. You could contact our band. We're the Air National Guard Band of the Southwest. We're on Facebook. And you can find us at NASJRB in Fort Worth. And there's recruiters there as well that can tell you. It's an audition process. So any parents out there who've got kids and grandkids playing in the high school band, it's a good route to go. Because in the Guard, it's 1 week in a month, 2 weeks in the summer. So you can serve in the Guard and go to college, get your GI Bill, get a little money for school, and help get through school and play your instrument and serve your country at the same time.
So tell us about some of the other things that, you've done. I know we met in the show in Granbury, but you've also taken this training that you got singing in the military band, and you've done so many other things around the city. I mean, this career really started you on a path, and you've lived this path.
It really has. It's exciting to think about because this is not even my hometown. I'm from Denver, Colorado. Been living in the Dallas Metroplex about 20 years. But the things that God has blessed me to do since I've been here and because of wearing the uniform are just incredible. It's night and day from life before I moved here. So I've had a chance to sing at lots of different events, meet lots of different people. This year I sang at the Fort Worth Heart Association Walk for the first time. That was not a military performance, but it was still very meaningful because heart disease is everywhere. Everybody knows somebody that's got high blood pressure or diabetes or something going on. So that was very nice. Been asked to sing at Veterans Day events in Granbury. Lots of things. I've even been asked to be at someone's church for their salute to veterans. I've done career day at my schools many times. They've asked me to be a presenter for Veterans Day and career day. So get to tell the kids what I do and show them what I do. I had a nice story done by the Air National Guard about me and my military career and my civilian career, and they actually came to my school and shot footage of me with the kids,
yeah.
And that was awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah.
So it's opened a lot of doors.
Yeah.
NCAA, Texas Rangers, just the Dallas Veterans Day.
Right.
Lots of things.
Yeah. I was wondering if you're going to bring up the Texas Rangers, because I think you've done that twice.
I've done it several times.
Okay.
I've sung for many games. I've forgotten how many. I actually got to sing for opening day this year, the last opening day at Globe Life Park. I got to sing God Bless America in the seventh inning, which was very exciting to be a part of that. They took a great photo that they emailed to me.
It
was a nice panoramic FOMO, and it was really cool.
Yes.
But the interesting thing about the Texas Rangers is my first time ever singing for them was Game 4 of the 2011 World Series.
Exactly.
And that's so backwards, because normally you don't start at the top.
Right.
You start at the bottom and work your way up.
Right.
But the first time I ever sang at a Rangers game was on international TV, like the biggest showcase in baseball was my first time to ever sing out there. Then after that, several seasons after, I sung lots of games. But it was so funny that it started that way at the pinnacle.
Right. And we remember, because we were watching on the TV and taking pictures and taking videos of the screen. And there's Erica.
I still have pictures on my phone that my friends took off their TVs. And it was awesome. It was a wonderful experience to be a part of, and just incredible. And the funny thing about that is, you know, the Rangers went to the World Series in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And my commander at that time wanted me to send in an audition tape to sing in that World Series. And I did. But it was a four-game shutout.
Right.
The other team, I think it was the San Francisco Giants, they won in four games. It was a sweep. So they didn't have time. I was kind of on the list, but there wasn't enough games.
Okay.
So 2011 rolled around. I said, not again. I'm not going to go through that heartbreak of sending in a tape.
Yeah.
Well, my commander had other ideas.
Okay.
He said, you're going to send in your tape. And that time was the charm.
All right. So I also know, just because we are friends, I wouldn't have any information about this, but because we are friends, I know that you also have to do some things that every military person has to do, like in the summers when you have to go and you have to do the workouts and all of that.
The physical side.
Yes.
Yes.
So it does keep you fit. So I'm not going to knock it. I probably need to do the same workout you do too.
It's tough. It's tough, especially the older you get. But it does keep you fit. We have to run a mile and a half. We have to be able to do crunches and push-ups and keep ourselves under a certain weight and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's part of the bargain.
That is part of it. Yes, yeah. So, yeah, this is wonderful. So at the Veterans Day ceremony today, you had the opportunity, you sang the national anthem.
Yes.
You sang the national anthem. And then also there's celebration afterwards. You get to go and sit down with everyone and enjoy a meal and, like you said, catch up with all of your friends and everything.
And then I sang there. I sang God Bless America
there
at the end of the luncheon just to add the final touch. So it's nice.
Yes. So we want to say, number one, thank you for serving our country.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you and your family and the sacrifice that you all have made. And so, and again, we're excited that you're even here with Every Heart, Every Woman Radio on Veterans Day. So listen, it's time for us to take a break, and we've got some more that we want to talk about with Erica. But let's take a break, and we will be right back.
Every heart, every woman. Every heart, every woman. Every heart, every woman.
You're listening to Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. We're having a wonderful conversation with Erica Stevens. Thank you so much again, Erica, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Erica is a music educator, and she's also a part of the Texas Air National Guard. She's a veteran of the Air Force, and we're so excited to actually have this conversation on Veterans Day. You all, we pre-taped this show on Veterans Day, so Erica is here, and she's been serving all day, and she's been doing so many things and honoring veterans. And so we're so excited that she gave us a part of her day.
While I'm here, let me just say Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. Thank you for your service. Yes. A grateful country appreciates you.
Yes, exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself. So, Erica, tell us more about how you have gone through your career with the military and with education. I know that you have a very specific message that you give to all of your students.
I do. I teach elementary school, and at that age, kids pretty much love music. Mm-hmm. They like coming to music class, and I try to use my experiences in the military, the exciting things I get to do, to inspire them. Mm-hmm. I teach inner city kids, kids that maybe can't dream of some of the things that I've done. So I keep pictures in my room of me singing different places, singing at the Rangers game. I've gotten to sing at a Colorado Rockies game. I have that picture. I have a picture of me in my full deployment gear with my pistol on my hip and everything. The kids love that, with my body armor and everything. Sometimes they don't even think it's me in the picture.
Right.
So I like to inspire them, because I tell them, you know, years ago, I was a student just like you, sitting in music class in elementary school, and I had no idea that one day I would sing at a World Series in Texas. I was a Colorado girl who was Orange Crush Broncos all the way. I didn't even watch baseball.
And you still are, really.
Yes. But I didn't even watch baseball. So it wasn't anywhere in my dreams that, oh, I want to grow up and sing in a World Series on national TV. But when the opportunity came, I was ready because I knew I liked music. I liked singing. So I paid attention to my music teachers. I took music classes when I got to middle school, high school. I stayed in choir, college. I continued to sing, getting in the Air Force and then the Guard and singing. All of that prepared me for the day when I got that phone call, you're going to be singing in the seventh inning of game four. Right. And I can tell you, I just about fell out of my chair when I got that call, but I was prepared, years of training prepared me for that moment. So I try to inspire the kids, and I tell them, you don't know what great thing you're going to do in your future. Yeah. So get prepared for it now, because it's coming.
It is coming. And you told me, you just described, so describe for us how it is standing there to sing the national anthem or God Bless America.
It's 1 minute and 30 seconds of sheer terror. It's such a short little song, but it's so exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And any glitch, any missed note, any cough, hiccup, you know, you're out there and you've got a cameraman standing arm's length from you. Several performances I've done, like at NASCAR and NCAA games, it's ESPN's cameraman standing there arm's length from me. And so it's very nerve-wracking.
Yes.
You really have to be able to conquer your nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes, like today, conquer the elements. This is about the second coldest performance I've ever done.
Right.
If you live in Dallas, by the time you hear this, it'll be Sunday. But on Veterans Day, the temperature dropped about 30 degrees right before the parade started. So it was freezing.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to conquer that. I did a gig for an NCAA game up in Toyota Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the first coldest gig I've done.
Okay.
You can't tell in the video, but my legs are shaking. It was so cold, but my voice didn't sound cold.
Right.
So you have to conquer all that. You have to keep your body warm. That's why they call singers divas.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep your throat wrapped. You have to drink hot liquids, wake up in the morning, get a lozenge, get a Flonase, you know, you gotta do all that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're ready. You have to conquer anything going on in your body. You got to have Tums, you got to have aspirin, you got to have, you know, ready to go.
Right. So tell us more about your personal education to get to this point. Specifically music. How did you start?
I grew up in Denver, went to elementary school. I would say my music teacher in elementary school had a lot to do with my development. One teacher, when I was in about third grade, picked me to play the lead in the school play, which was about Harriet Tubman, and I played Harriet Tubman. And I was a shy, quiet person in elementary. I was that girl that never talked. But she saw that in me, and I did a good job at it. And then when I was in sixth grade, I auditioned for the school talent show and sung in that. And I think from there on, it was history.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to honestly credit my mom, because I loved singing. I was in choir all through junior high school, but I also played the violin. So I was in the orchestra. But I saw myself being a psychologist. I wanted to be Bob Newhart.
Okay.
And my mother was smart enough to say, look at all your electives. All your electives are music. Maybe you should think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love her and credit her with that, because most parents wouldn't do that. They would tell you to be a psychologist.
Right.
You can make money.
Right.
There's not a lot of parents that tell you, follow the arts, go with your heart and your love. But she did, and she was right. That was the career path I needed to be on, was music, and that's what I majored in college, and worked in corporate America for several years. But when I found teaching, education, and music, plus the guard, the military and music, that was it.
I think that's amazing, because you just don't start out thinking, okay, I'm going to follow the arts, the path of the arts, and then I'm going to be in the military. And that's just, yes, I'm thankful for your mom as well, and thankful for her really following the Holy Spirit, because, I mean, no one could have predicted all of this.
No. And there's a lot of students right today who are very talented in the arts, but they're very smart, and their parents tell them, go the smart way, you know. And it's a little scary, because there's not a lot of kids majoring in music.
Right.
And where's the next generation of music teachers going to come from?
Right.
The next generation of art teachers and dance teachers and theater teachers, if we don't encourage our kids to follow that. Everybody can't be a computer programmer or a CEO or the next Bill Gates. Somebody's got to be teaching the world how to sing and how to paint and how to dance.
Yes, yes. And the feeling that comes with all of that.
Yes.
You know?
That's what rounds us out.
Yes, yes.
You'd be surprised how many doctors and dentists are musicians on the side.
Exactly. Exactly. I've met so many, especially at church, that are, you know, they play the guitar and they enjoy it because it brings you into a different space.
It does.
And there's just a different feeling that comes along with music. There's
and
a different feeling and passion.
With education, it's so exciting because for those students that can't be successful anywhere else, music.
Yeah.
Is that vehicle.
Yeah.
Special ed students love music and they can be successful at it and they can enjoy it and they can make music. And I mean, the truth is we have students that aren't going to be rocket scientists. They're not going to maybe ever go to college, but they can maybe make beautiful music or paint beautiful pictures, or they can dance or, you know, sing. So it gives that outlet to everybody. And there is a... there's a style of learning that is musical.
Okay.
If you look at early childhood educators, kinder, pre-K, they use lots of music.
All day.
I mean, think about how we all learn the ABCs.
Right.
It's that little song.
Right.
That ABC song. So we learn a lot of things musically.
Right.
And kids today, you said anything to a rap,
they will pick it up.
They got it. You put the preamble to the Constitution in a rap, they can say it.
Right. We use music all the time in Love Ministries. It is one of the main things that we use. We put scripture to music. Our kids, they're so intelligent. They learn all of this scripture. And so all we have to do is like start the beat and then they'll go.
Exactly.
They'll say all of this scripture. They know the word of God because we put it to music.
That's how I help my students with math. I play multiplication raps and the math teachers beg me, please start those multiplication raps the first day of school. Because it works.
Right.
If the kids can rap it out, sing it out, they've got it.
Right. And honestly, that's what worship is. That's what worship is. Worship
is
scripture set to music, and you sing it, you repeat the words, and you get the spirit of the Lord inside of you.
That's David, the song.
Yes. And so I know, Erica, that even with your military career, you've been able to also bring your faith along with that.
Yes, ma'am. You have to have faith to do any of this. And when I deployed, I knew it was serious what I was about to do. But I also knew that I had people at my church praying for me and I was going to be back home.
Yes.
I did not get on that plane thinking, what if I don't come back?
Mm-hmm.
I knew I was coming back because people were praying for me at my church and I was going to be back.
Yes.
And military has embraced faith and worship quite a bit.
Yes.
Our guard, our wing has a regular chapel service every drill weekend, and I'm there every drill weekend I can be. I've led worship there whenever I can, and it's wonderful. It's packed.
Yes.
All of the top leadership comes, and it's awesome because it hasn't always been like that in the guard. They've always had a worship opportunity there, but it was kind of in a back room somewhere, and a handful of people went. But now it's front and center.
All right.
It's front and center every drill weekend, and everybody goes.
Yes. That warms my heart to hear that, because we want our wonderful women and men who are serving in the military. We are praying, and so it makes me feel good knowing that they are praying as well and worshiping.
You've got to. When people get that call that you're about to be separated from your family for 6 or 9 months, you better be praying.
Yes.
It's tough.
Yes.
It's tough.
Yeah. That's so wonderful. So let's go back to your message to the young people in your classroom. So one of your main things is setting all of the things that you want your students to learn, set that to a beat, set that to music. So, and so you said you use it in math.
Math.
And what else are you teaching?
Phonics, ABCs, phonics, raps, even science. I go back to the old, what was that we watched on Saturday morning, those little cartoons?
Yes.
Conjunction, junction.
Yes, yes.
There's a science one, too, called electricity.
Okay.
And I use that for fifth graders because they take a star test in science.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to find as many musical ways to say
to
things
teach.
As possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
the kids absorb it. And that one student that never budges in your classroom, you put on some music and all of a sudden their face lights up and you realize you've hit it.
Yes.
You've touched that way to reach them.
Yes, yes.
So it's important. And it's about inspiration. When I went on my mission trip to Africa, we asked the girls there what they wanted to be. And they all said hairdressers or seamstresses or teachers.
Mm-hmm.
None of them said lawyers or doctors because they don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to dream something that you've never seen.
Right.
And so for our inner city students, they need to be shown that there's a larger world out there and they need to dream bigger.
Yes.
And that there's things that they can accomplish. And what I share with older girls especially is that the military is great for leadership.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great leadership opportunity for women.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the few places in the world where it's kind of an even playing field. In the
mm-hmm.
military, it's about rank. You have the rank, you have the leadership. It's not necessarily gender driven.
Okay.
And women can achieve rank and can achieve leadership positions
mm-hmm.
and it brings out any leadership that's in you.
Right.
I found that out when I went to basic training.
Okay.
I had never graduated. I had never been at the top of anything
mm-hmm.
in a class until I got to basic training. But something in me, when they described that honor graduate ribbon,
mm-hmm.
and only 3% of your little squadron can get it,
mm-hmm.
and something in my little brain said, I want that ribbon,
mm-hmm.
and I got it.
Yeah.
I worked hard for it. I had to run for it, which I hated.
Mm-hmm.
I hate running. But I did because I wanted that ribbon. You had to get a perfect score on all your inspections. You had to score perfectly on all your written tests.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it was in me that came out and said, I want to be the top of this
yeah.
unit. And I
yeah.
did. And when I went to leadership school, NCO leadership school.
Okay.
I was the top graduate there. And I mean, that wasn't me. I had never been that person that wanted to be the top of the class, but the military brought it out of me. So it'll bring out what's in you.
Yeah, yeah.
It really will.
Now, in this day and age, leadership is key. Leadership really is key.
Good leadership.
Good leadership, it really
effective
is true.
Leadership.
And we all need to, in it doesn't matter what area you work in, get leadership training.
Yes, definitely. You got to know how to lead people, inspire people. And it's deeper than a title.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can give you the title, but you have to earn the respect that goes with the title.
Right, right.
And the respect at the end of the day is what it's all about. I have stripes on my shoulder that
mm-hmm.
say I'm entitled to a certain amount of respect, but my character has to support that.
Right, right.
People, they can show me a certain amount of respect because of the stripes, but it'll end if my character doesn't live up to what these stripes
right,
say
right.
and what the Air Force motto says.
Right,
you know,
right.
Integrity first, service before self, all that. You got to live that stuff. It's
mm-hmm.
not just a stripes on your shoulder or a pretty little rank on your shoulder. You got to live it. You
mm-hmm.
got to be it.
Right, right. Right. Yeah, that's good. The military brings that out. And so, because you say this to me often, that when you were younger, you were kind of shy and reserved. And then, you know, I meet you now and I think Erica was never shy and reserved.
I was quiet. I was that shy, quiet kid. In fact, when I went to my 10-year high school reunion, my classmates were blown away.
Okay.
I had photo album of me singing at Disney World and doing all this great stuff. And I won the prize for having the coolest job, but I was the quiet one.
Yeah.
Like, I never went out. I didn't even go to prom.
Oh, really?
I didn't go to prom. But here I was with this great career, traveling all over the place,
right,
performing in front
right,
of people.
Right, so right.
You never know what
right.
God has in store for you in your future.
Yeah. And I like that you said we kind of bring this up often on the radio show about exposing young people to different things, because you never know when they'll see something and it'll speak to something inside of them, which is the Holy Spirit, and they'll continue down that road. And when I saw this particular worship leader, when I saw him leading worship, that's when I knew. I said, okay, I want to do that. I want to be a professional worship leader. I had no thoughts of that until I saw him and saw him inspiring so many people to worship, and people were worshiping from wall to wall. I mean, you can't, it's hard to explain that moment when that light bulb goes off for you, when you see something and you think, that's it for me.
And you have to try a lot of different things. That's what I tell my students. You know, everything we do in music class isn't something they like. You may not like the recorders or this instrument or that instrument, but I tell them, try.
Yes.
Never say, I don't want to do this, because you don't know what you're good at until you try.
Yeah.
How do you know you're not good at something if you don't try?
Yeah.
Because you just don't know when the Holy Spirit's going to say, this is what you're good at.
Mm-hmm.
I have students sit down and pick up the mallets and start playing, and I tell them, you are good at this. Your coordination is good, you know, and you see their face just light up. Wow, I'm good at this.
Right.
Nobody's ever told them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you tell parents, did you know your child has a voice like an angel? What? So,
right. Keep them on that path.
Yes.
You never know.
Because sometimes parents don't see it in their own kids. It
right.
takes someone else to see it
right.
in them.
Right.
And to see greatness in them.
So, Erica, I wanted to ask you this about your brother's path in the military. Has it been different from your path?
Yes, because he was an instrumentalist. He was
okay.
a keyboard player. He got to go more places because keyboard players were short
okay.
in the military. Singers, not so much. Kind of, there's a lot of people that can sing.
Okay.
Like, they can pull somebody else out of the band that can also sing. But keyboard players are shorter. So he got to be stationed in Germany. He was stationed in Hawaii. He went to Alaska. Got to do a lot of things. He went on some USO tours
mm-hmm.
with like Hootie and the Blowfish. He's got to do a lot of cool things. So our paths were very different. Equally exciting, but different.
Yeah.
And now he's in education too. He's
Is
a high
he?
School teacher.
Okay. All right.
He's
All
a
right.
high school teacher, shaping lives.
Yeah.
They love him because that military background that he brings, his students love him.
Yes.
They want to stay in his class an
yes.
extra year. And he goes to their games. He supports them. He gets
mm-hmm.
involved in their lives. So, yeah, he's awesome.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, Erica, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. This has been so fun.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, everyone, our radio show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Go to loveministriesbuilds.org for all of the great information about Love Ministries. Also, our show today was sponsored by Arlington Jones. Arlington is having a vintage Christmas concert on December 7th, and you can still get your ticket. So go to arlingtonjones.com and get your tickets for his concert. Also, check out my website, carlanivens.com. I just released a book, True Leaders with Heart. And I want you all to get that book and meditate on the true word of God. Well, everyone, this is Carla Nivens, host of Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. We will see you back here next week.
Every heart.